Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live at the incredible Whole Foods in Avalon. We're standing in the nuts section, which I think is appropriate. It says, go nuts, grind your own. Now that's low-hanging fruit kind of humor, and I refuse to go there. But you can absolutely be rest assured, Chef Eric, that those chicken breasts that were butterflied to perfection have been sitting there, and I got to tell you, the only way they would look better is on a couple of pieces of nice bread, heavy mayonnaise, a slice of fresh tomato, and a real sweet Vidalia onion slice. Sitting on my lazy boy in front of my television, watching World Cup soccer.
What? Watching World Cup soccer?
Yeah, okay. I like World Cup soccer. Did you hear where they're having a problem, a huge problem right now? They have not one sponsor signed up for the next World Cup soccer. Not one, because of the scandal.
Well, all this FIFA stuff is kind of crazy. But
anyway, not that that has anything to do with cooking.
Yeah.
But anyway, you've got your onion. No, I know. You're going to say, no, it's not an onion.
Well, it's a shallot.
There we go.
Shallot, whatever you want to call
please.
It. Oh, please. And I'm simply going to do a little bit of a dice on this. And it's a little
dicey.
Trickier than an onion. But we're just going to...
I wish you could see the precision which he's trying to cut this and save the skin on his knuckles. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, you're funny. I don't want to get the stem.
Now, for those who are uninformed, why would you use one of those weenie onions when you could use a beautiful, real sweet onion by Schumann Produce?
Well, the shallot's going to be a little bit... it's probably going to be one of the mildest forms I'm going to have. I could certainly use a real sweet onion, but there's a slightly different flavor profile. I mean, well, it's a considerably different flavor profile, but... So, all right, good enough. I'll run my blade through that. That was not done to cooking school standards.
I would have put it on the Vegematic myself.
Now, I do have...
Some eyes in it.
Some eyes, yeah, a little bit of the green in it. That's okay. I'd rather not have any of that. So, I've drained out what was in the pan.
Most of it or all of it?
Pretty much all of it, because it gets very, very dark. You know, it starts to burn the bits. But the fond that's remaining at the bottom of the pan is in great shape. So we're going to take our shallots. We're going to add that to the pan. And now, for the sake of brevity, we're going to take our garlic puree.
No. Don't say sake of brevity. Give cred where cred is due. I introduced you to it, and at first, my friends, he turned his nose up on it. How dare you give me anything in a toothpaste tube or out of a glass jar? And I said, one day, you will rue the day that you said that. And now, he's got tomato paste in a tube, and he's got garlic in a jar, and he's the only one I know that uses 2 cups of wine out of a standard wine bottle, and there's never any left. I just... do not understand why yours is the only one that evaporates that much into the atmosphere.
You know, you just never know what's happening with the white wine or red wine, for that matter.
I wonder if
it's not good enough to drink, it's not good enough to cook with.
Here's the thing. I wonder if Al Gore would give you a carbon chit for your wine.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't really care. All right, so
that looks beautiful, by the way.
So I've got the shallots with the olive oil, sauteed just a little bit, with the garlic. Then, as soon as you see any browning of that garlic at all, you want to add in the white wine. That'll help deglaze the pan. So a lot of that fond, now you can start scraping up those bits in the bottom and picking up all that great flavor.
All that fond will be just a memory.
A fond memory? You're
well,
funny.
I couldn't resist.
All right, so then we added in about, I added probably half a cup of white wine. I think my recipe calls for a third of a cup, but whatever. And it's not an exact science. And then half a cup of chicken broth. And again, a gluten-free chicken broth here from Whole Foods. So we're going to let this reduce just a little bit.
And your fond is really perfect because it's not coming up in big, dark splotches is coming up in nice large pepper, ground pepper type flakes, which I find much better than the people that, oh, look at my fond, and it looks like big hunks of burnt stuff off the bottom, and it just doesn't, it doesn't look appealing. This looks appealing, Chef Eric.
Yeah. And now we're going to, the sauce is thickened just a little bit, so now we're just going to stir in some butter.
Not just any butter.
This is grass-fed Kerrygold butter, and that's going to give it a nice little sheen. It's going to help thicken it up just a bit.
Man, that looks good.
And very simple, you know, just very, very simple. All right. So while that finishes thickening up just a little bit, I'm now going to take my chicken. And the chicken should rest as well, all right? Any meat should rest. I am going to take anything that's in the bowl from the chicken.
Thank you.
And pour it right back in there. We don't want to give up any of that flavor. Don't do that, please, if it's not, if it's not the cooked chicken, right?
Yes.
We know people that have taken marinades, taken the chicken out of the marinade, and then insisted that they can then bring that marinade to a boil and it will be safe. And that, no, that's not the case. So don't do it.
Unless it's an in-law you don't care for.
All right, so looks pretty good. I'm just going, for portioning purposes here, I'm going to cut some of the chicken.
Traditionally, would you just serve it in the whole?
Yeah, I'm going to serve the whole cutlet normally, and I'm going to drizzle this on top of it. But just for portioning, this makes it a little bit easier. And if you wanted to finish this off with a little parsley or something like that, just to give it some little green color, that's a good idea as well. And bring that flame down so that doesn't evaporate it away.
Now, once again, this is not an overly complex recipe. You're not going to have to spend hours in the kitchen preparing this. This is something you can do very simply, very easily, 30 minutes or less. So when you've come home from a rough day at the office or the cigar store like me, and you can't figure out what to do, you can just... chicken breasts are so versatile. There's so many things you can do with them, Chef Eric.
Absolutely. All right, so back my chicken goes into my sauce, just for a little last absorption of some of that sauce. And again, with some parsley, which I don't have, but some parsley, that'll finish up nicely. The sauce is now thickened. Just want to make sure that all of it gets in contact with some
now
of that
sauce.
Now,
when you say thickened and people can't see it, what are you... what's your consistency?
Well, it's not going to show like a nappe.
Right.
It's going to look thicker than what you put in there.
I was wondering if you were going to go with nappe just to show off your culinary terms. I just knew you were going to do that. So go ahead, explain to those who don't know nappe.
Well, if you take a spoon, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And put the spoon into the sauce. Turn the spoon over, and if you can draw your finger through what's left there, and you maintain that stripe, that's that stage. The thickened
stage. Are you glad the way I let you go ahead and introduce that so you could show off?
That's the easiest way to describe it.
Yes, that's the absolute right way to say it. Okay. Back home where I come from, we call it striping.
Yeah, okay, you're from Chicago, so I don't know what the Southern accent is about.
Well, I'm a Southern colonel, though, so I want you to know, sir, we call it striping down here.
Well, good.
Is that all you can say is good?
Yeah, good. So happy for you. All right. Let me just...
oh, heaven forbid there's a drizzle on the side.
Well, you don't want your plate to look totally messy.
You add 20 minutes to everything you do by wiping it. Do you think when everybody's starving at Casa Holdo that they're really concerned that there's a little drizzle or a little drab on the side of the white bone china?
Yes.
Now, at your place, yes. Believe me, at Casa Jenkins, we don't worry about it.
Well, okay, hold on. So let's just taste it. See if... I really haven't tasted this yet. Yep, that's right.
So, well, we're going to have an expert try it.
There you go. So, again, I would throw a little bit of of parsley on there, a little chopped parsley, and finish off nicely with some green color. But this works just like that. The sauce adds a richness to it. So hopefully you enjoy that.
Good for you, too.
Gluten-free and healthy. So
I'll tell you what, a lot of people, when we talk about gluten-free, gentleman that's standing here sampling today, he was he felt a lot like we do. People jump on these darn bandwagons.
Yeah.
In culinary or anything, they jump on the bandwagon and they think they're on the cutting edge of something, and then they find out 5 years later either something bad happens to them because of it,
right.
Or things go wrong, and all we can say is, we told you so.
Right.
It's Chef and the Fat Man live from the Whole Foods in Avalon, taking it to the streets of Avalon, baby.